From KUYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Arkansas will transition as planned tomorrow to a managed care system for treating the state's mentally ill. As KUYR's Michael Hiblin reports, a judge last night refused a request by more than a dozen residential care facilities for a delay.
For more than 7 hours, Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza heard arguments and testimony on whether three managed care companies are ready to assume responsibility for about 43,000 Arkansans with varying degrees of mental illness. Plaintiff's attorney, Ashley Hudson.
I think it's very easy to get down into numbers and phases and forget that we're talking about the very real harm to people, to Medicaid beneficiaries who are some of our most vulnerable residents in this state, that the plaintiffs in this case are providing services for because no one else will.
Ed Holman, chairman of the Arkansas Residential Assisted Living Association, said there are a lot of uncertainties.
Mental health is in a disaster right now because so many people are falling through the cracks. We are trying to ask and get clarification about who would be covered.
Holman said providers also haven't gotten assurances in writing on what they'll be paid for services or how quickly they'll be reimbursed. He testified that facilities have tiny profit margins and the financial strains could cause some to close.
We don't know what we'll get paid after a certain amount of time. We hear 60 days or 90 days, but after that, we don't know. And one of the first things you do as a provider, a healthcare provider, is you have to know the rate you're going to be paid.
Linda Short runs S&B Professional Management, which operates 5 residential care facilities in western Arkansas. She testified that there's great confusion because they can't access online portals for billing and haven't received membership cards for many they treat. She was critical of the Department of Human Services, which was the defendant in the lawsuit.
They've discriminated against the chronically mentally ill, and even though they may say they've tried very, very hard, and maybe they have, but they haven't tried hard enough. Because at 34 hours from the day you're ready to go, those cards are not in your possession. The pharmacy hasn't been notified. The mental health provider hadn't been notified. Something is bad wrong with the system. It's not ready.
But Paula Stone, Deputy Director of Innovation at DHS, said while there may be some problems, they are ready.
No system rolls out perfectly. There are always bumps. And as many people have stated today, until you begin the system, sometimes you don't know what those bumps are going to be.
She testified that final steps have been taken over the last week, ahead of Friday's transition.
So we've built in those all of those protections for beneficiaries. I know that there are going to be providers out there. This is 43,000 people, so there will be providers out there that may not understand how to bill, but I believe we've set up the command center, we've set up systems, we have people ready to help individuals.
And DHS attorney Rich Rosen argued concerns by the plaintiffs aren't justified.
We are ready. The passes are ready. They pass readiness review, network adequacy. The portals are up or will be up March 1. Membership cards are out.
At about 8:30 last night, Judge Chris Piazza denied the plaintiff's request for a temporary restraining order, saying he didn't see irreparable harm because nothing has happened yet. But Piazza suggested keeping the case open for 6 months, and if the transition ends up being what he called a disaster, plaintiffs could come back, file an amended complaint, and the court would address it then. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.